Welcome to the AI Daily Podcast. It's Monday, April 8th, 2024, and I'm your host, Amy Iverson. Today, we're delving into the latest breakthroughs and trends that are transforming industries and revolutionizing our interactions with technology. In an intriguing turn of events, Sam Altman of OpenAI and Joni Ive, the renowned designer formerly with Apple, have teamed up in what's shaping up to be a groundbreaking venture. They're harnessing the power of AI to conceptualize a personal device that transcends the conventional smartphone design. The project is rumored to be seeking an impressive $1 billion in funding, underscoring the magnitude of their vision. This enigmatic partnership suggests a device that capitalizes on AI's capabilities, potentially integrating ChatGPT-like features to facilitate seamless user interactions without traditional screens. This concept echoes the humane AI pin, where AI serves as the primary interface. With Joni Ive's involvement, we can anticipate a device that not only pushes the envelope in innovation, but also exemplifies exceptional design. Ive's legacy includes transformative products like the iPod, iPhone, and MacBook, each of which has redefined its market category. This venture isn't emerging from nowhere. Sam Altman's recent visit to a Samsung chip factory, along with the funding discussions, could be laying the groundwork for an AI-powered device that's not just futuristic, but may also establish a new benchmark in personal computing. On another front, Professor Robert Rehner of ETH Zurich has made some astonishing predictions about humanoid robots. The debate has evolved from questioning if robots could equal human abilities to when they will surpass us. Rehner suggests that humanoids could outdo us in strength, endurance, and sensory perception. The components are in place: carbon-based materials more durable than bone, robotic eyes that perceive beyond the human visual spectrum, and ears with microphones that surpass our hearing range. These robots could incorporate sensors akin to those in vehicles for speed monitoring, enhancing their superhuman capabilities. They could achieve this while also excelling in computational speed and memory capacity. However, the advancements aren't solely in the mechanical and sensory domains. Rehner highlights significant challenges, such as integrating these components into an energy-efficient design that allows for fluid movement. The current major obstacle is energy supply, with batteries depleting within hours. The rise of advanced humanoids presents not only technological hurdles, but also deep socioeconomic and psychological questions. As jobs become obsolete and tasks diminish, humans may confront an existential crisis, pondering our purpose in a world where traditional roles are no longer necessary. Addressing this quandary, the Metabolic Terrain Institute of Health envisions AI's role in healthcare as both humanistic and personalized. They imagine a future where healthcare is tailored to each person's genetic and metabolic makeup, rather than a one-size-fits-all approach. By leveraging AI and machine learning, they aim to revolutionize the fight against diseases like cancer. Their data platform, equipped with patient information and sophisticated AI analytics, seeks to enable physicians to refine and replicate successful treatments, thus improving patient outcomes and life quality. Today's AI advancements are not just about crafting devices or exceeding human limits. They also illuminate a path toward a more human-centric approach to our most pressing challenges, such as health and well-being. These AI narratives are reshaping our expectations, responsibilities, and perceptions of what's achievable in health, technology, and the intricate balance between human effort and artificial intelligence. We're living in an exhilarating time that calls for our focus, ignites our imagination, and demands our thoughtful participation. In recent news, an update from the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration is redefining the discourse on the IRS's initiative to strengthen its workforce, especially in tax enforcement. The IRS plans to recruit a significant number of new employees, a move that reflects not just a staffing boost, but also the transformative role of technology in tax enforcement. The Watchdog's report dispels some media exaggerations, clarifying that the IRS will hire 5,582 tax enforcers this year, with only 402 being armed as part of the Criminal Investigation Division. This distinction is crucial, as it reflects the true nature of the IRS's enforcement activities. The majority of new hires will focus on tax return collection and examination, aiming to enhance compliance and narrow tax gaps. The IRS has received a substantial $79 billion from the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022, and despite a $1.4 billion reduction by Congress, this funding marks a significant increase. This boost is expected to expand the IRS's enforcement staff to over 18,000 by the fiscal year's end. The real story here is the trend of government agencies embracing technological advancements to refine their operations, with the IRS at the forefront, integrating artificial intelligence. AI is set to augment the compliance team's ability to detect tax non-compliance, going beyond the capacity of human auditors to identify anomalies and patterns. AI excels in the intricate world of tax compliance, where the United States sees taxpayers paying about 85% of their dues, leaving a nearly $500 billion gap over 2 years. AI's advanced, data-driven insights can scrutinize complex returns with unprecedented precision, helping to close this gap. The strategic focus of these enforcement efforts is noteworthy, targeting high-income individuals and large corporations where the tax gap is most significant. This prioritization indicates a commitment to making a meaningful impact, both financially and symbolically. The IRS's adoption of AI technologies marks a pivotal shift in tax enforcement, moving toward a more analytics-driven approach that emphasizes data integrity and fiscal responsibility. As of December 31st, 2023, the practical application of AI is evident, with the IRS's labor costs from the new funding reaching about $1.8 billion. This narrative of AI innovation extends beyond tech industry buzzwords, permeating essential public services and signaling a future where agencies like the IRS become more adept and effective. The integration of AI into tax enforcement is indicative of a larger transformation within public and private sectors. As we observe these changes, we're not just witnessing the IRS's adaptation. We're seeing a glimpse of a rapidly advancing technological landscape that promises to redefine institutional operations in an AI-enhanced world. As we conclude today's edition of the AI Daily Podcast, I want to thank you for joining me this Monday to explore the dynamic realm of AI innovation. Remember, the future is being scripted in today's code, and each day presents a new chapter to discover. I'm Amy Iverson, and I look forward to bringing you more updates tomorrow as we continue to chart the ever-changing terrain of artificial intelligence. Keep pushing the limits of what you believe is possible, and until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and stay tuned.